If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
What are we doing now?
Drive moment.
Oh, because you came up with it. It's your topic. That's why you're so loud.
I didn't.
Okay, so I don't. To be quite honest, I don't understand this one. But listen and learn. Is there a part of your true self that you are holding back in your relationship? Do you have a voice note? Do you have a clip? Yeah, maybe let's listen to the clip. Maybe me and Skumba will, especially after yesterday's drama. International Men's Day.
My word,
so let's listen.
Most women, their greatest fear, karmic wound, is that they are too much. That if they let all of themselves be known, all of their desires be felt, all of their emotion be seen, all of them be present, that they will be rejected for it. That they will be told, you're too much, too crazy, too whatever. Because most women at some point have been told that. Which, by the way, men, our wound is that we're not enough. That no matter what we do, no matter how hard we try, it will never be enough.
Okay, so what this gentleman is saying is that as a woman, you're not allowed to express yourself. Because, I mean, I've even heard stories of women being scared to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get a degree,
yep.
Being promoted to a CEO. You even reject that because you have a partner who's actually, I think they're abusing you. Mentally,
yeah,
that you are scared to even take that position or make more money than him, because then you'll be like, oh yeah, ever since you started making, oh, you want. So can you really live that life?
So be it, Len. You know, sometimes it's not even the abuse,
yeah,
of that partner. It's your past experience, mm, that when your light was too bright,
yeah,
or at least what is deemed too bright, or you were too loud. Like, you guys are always telling me that I'm too loud.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm too chachara, I'm too this, I'm too this. Then you start having a sort of thing about it. You know, you start being too scared, or at least not being too comfortable to express yourself the way you would like. What I found absolutely interesting is the fact that your guys' issue around that is actually the opposite. You guys feel like you are not enough. No matter how much money you put on the table, there's always a man that can outbid you. No matter how much you do this, there's always a man with a better six pack. If you know, and I was like, wow, these worlds are literally colliding. Because we think we're too much, you think you're not enough.
So you know what I find interesting now? I just remembered Thembisa was doing an interview, right?
Yeah.
And she was talking about how she spent most of her time with her relatives.
Okay.
I think in Sebokeng. And the family was a very religious family. And you know, she's outspoken, she's a dancer, she's a singer. And she says she couldn't do any of those things,
yeah,
because she was afraid that she would be judged.
Yeah.
But once she moved in with her mother in Protea Soweto, she had that freedom,
mm,
to express herself and dance.
Sure.
And with men, I know. I mean, as a man, you can come with your 3 BMWs. There's another guy who's going to say, no, I've got 12.
Absolutely. The complex that grows.
But at the same time, because the question is there a part of your true self that you're holding back in your relationship?
Yeah.
Are you guys saying sometimes you're not really giving us your true selves,
mm,
when you're with us? Because, like you say,
if
she wants to be a successful businesswoman, why is she holding back when she can be?
Yeah, I think it's a quagmire a lot of people, mm, would face, that they are too scared to express it. They want you to know that part of them, but they are like, sure, the last time I loved a guy this much and this part of myself seeped through, they left. They were like, ay, Khumuto, you're too much. I never. You always want this. You're always chasing the next deal. You're always this. You're always that.
You're loud.
And you're loud. You sing too much. Huh, huh. So what do you do?
When we're arguing, you are the man.
I'm the loudest voice. Exactly. So what do they do? They start boxing themselves, or we start boxing ourselves. We develop a complex around our own personality.
But at the same time, you're saying men feel like we are not enough.
Yeah.
Because sometimes as men, you go out of your way,
sure,
to make the next person happy,
mm-hmm,
and only to find out that they're far from being happy.
Yeah.
And when you are out there,
yeah,
doing everything that you can as a guy,
mm,
like we are even like us nishis car to ena, which when the ukhumuntu happy, and then ukhumuntu achi oh ngithengele le moto le, wow, okay, You're like, you know how much I saved. Yeah. You know how many things I've done to make sure that you get this small Anyana car that can take you from point A to point B. And what I'm getting from you is, oh, thank you.
Mm. And there's a trauma response. So what happens the next time you want to put something on the table?
Like,
you are like,
what if I returned?
Exactly. So that's what they are talking about. They're talking about how our traumas have now kind of shaped what we are in relationships.
Wow. This is deep. I'm scared. I don't think I'm going to comment any further. 23 minutes past 4. Kaya family, drop us a voice note. We would love to hear from you. Is it Tuesday?
It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday, and we're asking a simple question. Is there a part of you, of your true self, that you're holding back in your current relationship?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Is there a part of your true self that you are holding back in your relationship, Kaya Fam? Do you sometimes worry that if you show your partner too much of who you are really, they may reject you? Maybe parts of your personality. Perhaps you've been told that you are too loud or too expensive. Your past mistakes, your strange quirks, and maybe you come with baggage. Things that happen to you that you don't want your partner to know because maybe they'll be too scared to carry your healing journey with you. So that's what we're chatting about this afternoon at 16:44.
If there's any part of me that I have held back in my relationship, has to be my clapbacks and my mouth. You know, my man doesn't know. He hasn't seen that part. And there's so many instances where but I don't.
For me, I feel like I cannot voice out how I feel in my relationship because if I do, it ends up becoming a contentious issue, not however small it is. So my trauma response is, even if I'm not happy about something or we're arguing about something, I will just let it go. I'll be like, okay, I'm sorry, and then let it go.
I will never hold myself back in a relationship. But I think sometimes it's because of people get into relationship with people that have insecurities, you know. You cannot allow skumba to be skumba because you think skumba is bigger than you. And then sometimes it's because of people, they can't just deal with their insecurities.
It's hard, eh? Carry on, Khomot.
So the second voice note, the lady ring, I can't talk because everything turns into an argument. You know, there's a quote, I don't know by whom, but it says that bad communicators think that disagreements is an argument. You can disagree with your partner without it being a blow up. And so often, our communication is so whack that we don't actually know how to communicate to the next person.
Democracy
without thinking.
Is tough.
Ah, it's tough.
Democracy.
Hey,
stuff.
Democracy nali mawaz.
Even our so-called politicians,
shucks,
who
man.
Know more about democracy, can't handle democracy.
You know, sometimes you think maybe when you express yourself, you might lose this person.
Absolutely.
Because if you can really, really let me express myself, I don't think you can handle me. So let me just keep quiet.
Yeah.
Apologize for this moment.
Yeah.
And move on. Because
But you can also see in not necessarily a relationship, yamjolo, when you have a friend and they've done something and you are trying to help them by telling them the truth and they get upset and they can't handle it. But they come back to you maybe after a week, say, hey, Chomi, you know what you said? No one has ever said that to me, but I just got up. Do you know what I mean? Imagine in a relationship.
Yeah.
There's a lot of voices that you are getting, Fandah.
For me, I feel like I cannot voice out how I feel in my relationship because if I do, it ends up becoming a contentious issue, not however small it is. So my trauma response is, even if I'm not happy about something or we're arguing about something, I will just let it go. I'll be like, okay, I'm sorry, and then let it go.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
After telling my ex-husband before we even dated, I'll never hide any part of me. In my defense, I was very young, and lofana begama funukula shabota lokang jolela. So it got to a point where I got so angry. So, like, yeah, that guy decided to date me and marry me, knowing that I don't hold anything back.
Man, the only thing I've held back is the real me, because I've been soft on my girl to a point of this year because she was just taking me for granted. But now, I'm showing her my real self, but now, it's really hard because now she showed me her real self after being a mother. And Amanje, I didn't write like that person. I seriously don't like that person. But Drive
959 with Glenn.
Komoso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.